the first question I had was whether you've got any other feedback on anything new since then.
Since I wrote this, the only thing that's happened really is the attempt to have the document taken down from the website where it's been posted.
And so just to be clear, the paper is still up on their website, despite the fact they've said they're going to take it down.
Yes. Last time I checked, which was a few days ago, it was still there. They were fighting their corner on whether the our takedown notice was legitimate.
Okay. And so on the article that you've published, there's nothing there noting any of this. Is that correct?
No. It was the author who told me that the draft had appeared on the web. And the final peer-reviewed version was due to appear a few days later anyway. So I let that publication go ahead. And indeed, one of the options I offered to the organisation which has posted the draft version of the paper is that they take down that draft version and they replace it with the final published peer-reviewed version, which we would be perfectly, as a compromise, we would be more than happy to let them use.
Do the two versions differ substantially?
The first draft of the paper, the authors withdrew it after it had been seen by peer reviewers because they decided they couldn't respond to the peer reviewers' comments. That they just didn't think they were able to respond to them. And I did write back to them saying, well, honestly, I think you can. And I gave them a little bit more guidance. But they were pretty insistent on withdrawing the paper. And then spontaneously, about 3 months later, they came back to me and they said, well, we've talked about it and we've decided we can respond to peer reviewers' comments and can we submit another version? So I said, well, yes, of course. So they submitted another version. And that version two then went to an entirely separate set of peer reviewers. So it has been through, so there's been two substantial drafts which have been seen by two different sets of peer reviewers. So it has been revised quite extensively, although the message that was in the original paper is the same as in the final published version.
And reviewer A saw the first version?
He saw the first version. He certainly didn't see the second version.
I mean, at the end of the day, the motivations of reviewer A are kind of irrelevant because that's the fact it is, you will succeed or not succeed taking the paper down. What we have to deal with is the consequences from the point of view of the author who's been wronged. And I think we should now perhaps rather than speculating about the motives of the perpetrator, look at the consequences onto the victim.
You've probably done all that's humanly possible to get the reviewer to respond. You can't actually go down and tear it down from any website. If they won't take it down, there's not much you can do. But I do think, so what I would suggest, and I'd be interested to hear what others think, is that you post something on your site now that makes it very clear that this was posted without, either the author's or your agreement. I would actually say during the peer review process, it became apparent that this article was posted without our acceptance. Our permission. We've asked repeatedly for it to be taken down. I don't think you should name the reviewer. I actually, despite the fact I think they behaved appallingly, you just make it clear that it was posted as part of that and be completely dispassionate about it. And I think, the hope is that may shame them into removing it. It's a clear account of what happened, so it's not as if you're libelling anybody or, impugning anybody's motives. You can, make it clear. But obviously you need to be very clear about the timeline and such like.
Yeah.
And then I think, if you say that to your very upset author, and also just say to them, you have list all the steps that you've taken to get this taken down. List all the times you've attempted to contact the author.
Yeah.
The only one other thing you might do with the author, with emailing, is people sometimes forget actually sending a post letter and sending it registered post. Is a way of making sure they actually got your message.
Can I suggest a different view? Sorry, I'm not. In terms of the public statement, I agree 100%. In terms of what you say to to the author, I disagree. Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, there is a social contract between the reviewers and the journal and, of course, the author. And that social contract has been broken. You know, in the same way that English get very upset if you break into a queue, you've broken the social contract. That's the sort of thing I have in mind, having lived in the UK. And I think it is reasonable, therefore, if the contract has been so comprehensively broken, that the author should know who has done that, because they can then go reasonably and say this, you know, when they, if you're asked for name authors, people who should not review your paper, this person will never be used again. Because if you do not know, then you cannot act in a rational fashion. And I think that's, in terms of the lesser of harm, I think that is the lesser of the two harms, because one is a social nicety, the other one is harm. Because they could, this author A could send inadvertently a different paper to the same person and get the same outcome. And I just don't think that's fair.
It seems to me that this author, they've already done their detective work. I think they'll probably understand what's going on here. And I think I'm not a huge fan of running everything by lawyers, but this does have the potential to become really nasty. And I think the last thing that you want is to end up, you know, naming them when in fact everybody could infer it. You know, I think you should just concentrate on, this is my, you know, in my journal there's an article that appears elsewhere, which is an earlier version of it. People are confused by it. I simply want to correct the record, and make it as, and just, I think from that point of view, I think you do have to say to the author that unfortunately you don't feel like you can. You know, you'll do as much as you can to correct the public record, but I'm not sure you can't. I think I'd agree that, you know, you have to be slightly careful.
If you do that, this becomes more or less your problem. This isn't your problem. It's the reviewer might have done. It also seems to me that the authors themselves are kind of, I mean, the story you told about not, you know, saying that they couldn't revise the paper and all that. Well, you know, if you put out the commentary, the authors could then come in and write something there, you know, saying that you think it's this and that, and or, you know, whatever. I just don't think, as long as you have a confidential peer review process, you have actually a confidential process, and I just don't think it will help this case very much to name that reviewer.
Not publicly, but I think there is a. I think it is not unreasonable to tell the author. Now,
Then it will be public. You know?
Well, no, then you have to have, there's a conversation to be had with the author saying, look, what if I tell you, what use will you make of that? Understand that the laws of libel do apply, and I think I don't think you should just reveal it. I'm not suggesting that. I suggest there's a conversation to say, if the author can be trusted not to go beyond this information, just to simply not, never, make sure this person is not never requested again, and so on, then I think that's fair. If, you know, and I think there has to be a discussion involving the author, because confidentiality of reviewing process is a nicety. That's all. It's a convention which we use because we're worried about reviewers not wishing to review papers otherwise. But it is, and this author is being a coward and hiding behind it.
I'm completely with you on open peer review. But I, you know, if I had my way, everybody would sign reviews, etc. But I think, given where we are, I don't think you don't want to make things worse than they already are. And to some extent, you want to back out of this, I think, having now done your bit.